more chances for you to qualify to see Pierce the Veil in Australia coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Today on the show, in Lynwood, protesters mistook TSA employees for ICE employees. What's up with Florida? Parents didn't have any idea that two toddlers were running around on the streets. They were fine, but the parents didn't know. People are dumb. Thieves left their ID behind. We do our 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Florence and the Machine. And we will continue to give you tickets to Pierce the Veil.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Exciting story.
That is Lola Young Messi on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. We have tickets for you to see Pierce the Veil in San Diego at Petco Park in about 22 minutes. At the top of the hour, you'll also qualify for that trip for two to see them again in Australia, which is pretty great. I dress like a child. I always have. I've been able to because I was part of the Kevin and Bean show. Nobody cared what I wore. And so I just continue wearing shorts my whole life. And I get treated with disrespect. And I'm fine with that trade-off. Sometimes, though, you do have to dress up if you want to be taken seriously. Like this man at the Santa Clara City Council and the Santa Clara Stadium Authority, who's upset about local authorities working with ICE during the Super Bowl. It's at the 49ers stadium this year. And this guy is pissed.
What the fuck are we doing here?
This dude's bringing serious heat to the Santa Clara City Council.
I am disgusted by each and every one of you.
Talking truth to power. But you sort of got to dress the part if you want to be taken seriously.
You need to affirm that no city resources will go to ICE. Because as of right now, I stand in front of a council of cowards.
All right, I'm just going to tell you, the guy speaking to the Santa Clara City Council, saying he's embarrassed of all of them, is wearing a full Batman costume. Cape, covers his head, his eyes, his nose, chest plate, full on Batman.
I'm not begging you, I'm demanding that you act with some semblance of a fucking spine. Do something.
Thank you.
Thank you, Batman. Next. This is the band you can see in San Diego and you might see in Australia as well, coming up in a little less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Josh.
Josh, you're caller 20. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Got tickets to see Pierce the Veil at Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th, and you're qualified for a trip for two to see them in Australia.
I'm excited.
Nine Inch Nails playing Honda Center March 10th. Cannot wait for that. What's up with Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
I have to start this story by telling you everybody in the story is fine.
God, this is anybody's worst nightmare, and you're about to see two babies in the middle of the road.
They're toddlers. They can walk, but barely.
Heart-stopping moments on what can be a busy road in Brevard County, Florida.
Not just one toddler, two toddlers running free in the streets.
Watch this man spot the two toddlers and run into action, stopping traffic with one arm, scooping up the kids with the other.
Dude swoops in like Superman, gets both of them, and walks them off of the road, and then tries to find the family.
No one was hurt. Need to say that right away. John Brittingham is the hero. He then went looking for the parents, finding an open backyard gate.
An open backyard gate that leads right to a busy street.
And a stunned family who did not even know their toddlers were missing yet.
They didn't know the toddlers, both of them, were missing.
Brittingham told ABC News he saw the girls while driving southbound on A1A. You know, that's that road that runs all along the beach. Mm-hmm. So it can get really busy. Pulled over and ran to their rescue.
That dude is a full-on hero.
Just a note on this hero. He knows just how slippery toddlers can be. He and his wife have five children and a grandchild of their own.
So he knows. Yeah.
He's kind of him.
Oh, but the family not even knowing that
the
they were
gate
gone.
Was open. It was an Airbnb. They didn't really realized they had slipped out.
Nice job, dumbass.
It is K-Rock with Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
So coming up on Three Things at Four, I am going to talk about a little conspiracy theory about why the Patriots and Seahawks are not practicing at all at the 49ers facility.
You love a conspiracy theory.
I love it.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a new study has found that eating a Dairy Queen Blizzard after a workout boosted muscle protein synthesis by 43% more than a traditional chicken and rice meal, arguing that it's not about the ice cream itself, but the fast-absorbing combo of carbs, sugar, and dairy protein, spiking insulin and jump-starting recovery.
This is my favorite report ever.
I knew you were going to love it, so I had to bring it in. A medium Blizzard eaten immediately post-training led to higher muscle protein synthesis at the three-hour mark compared to a standard 40-gram protein meal.
What if I ate two of them?
Well, and here's what's also good, because people who added extra cookie pieces and ate it while still sweaty saw an even bigger boost. So this is great news for you. So
yes,
congratulations. You were just talking about how much you love Blizzards yesterday.
Yep.
Okay, number two. The Patriots and Seahawks are officially skipping the 49ers practice facility ahead of the big game, opting instead for Stanford and San Jose State. It sounds pretty routine on paper, but the internet has decided it's anything but, thanks to a nearby electrical substation that some fans swear has cursed the 49ers with injuries.
Oh.
The theory goes that mysterious electromagnetic fields are zapping hamstrings and ACLs, which is why the teams want no part of it, even though experts say there's zero science to back that up. And the NFL says teams regularly practice at college campuses for logistics and privacy.
Yes,
anyways,
they do.
Still, the idea that these teams are maybe rerouting their prep to avoid a possible football poltergeist is way more fun than the truth. And probably not something the 49ers training staff ever expected to have to explain out loud. I've seen a few of these stories.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Where the NFL is actually having to address this issue.
Wow.
Okay, number three. This Sunday, downtown Long Beach's Promenade will host a free Vans Warped Tour block party from 1 to 6 p.m., bringing live music, specialty drinks for purchase from local bars and breweries, good vibes for the community. There are three yet-to-be-announced bands that are set to play, and even a canned food drive benefiting Feed Our Children Now. This is all part of Long Beach's Entertainment Zone pilot that lets people walk around with open drinks at select public events. So this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, this Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. in Long Beach. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a reunion album from The Format. This is a band that started in the 2000s with Nate Roos, the lead singer of Fun, and they are back for the first time in about 20 years with a new album that's called Boycott Heaven, and the name of the song is Depressed. It's The Format, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Band from the early 2000s, The Format, that is a brand new song, and they have a brand new album as well. That song is called Depressed, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Morrissey has already canceled five shows this year. That's true. Five shows.
So non-surprising. Stop buying tickets for Morrissey.
Correct.
God. All right. So coming up, we got the phone topic. And what do we got?
We have tickets for Florence and the Machine.
Woo!
In the 5 o'clock hour today on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We had a story. I told you about a story earlier today where in Lynnwood, there were some TSA agents eating dinner. And the network got connected because they thought it was ICE agents. So all kinds of protesters showed up outside the restaurant.
Oh, no.
And they were just TSA agents.
Oh, God. So they're like protesting, going crazy out there.
Yep.
And then
TSA agents just like, I just have a BLT. I just really just want to eat in peace. Did you ever get mistaken for someone else?
I mean, not mistaken for. No. Mm-mm. What about you?
I think I look like somebody that stole a car. When I was in college, I was on the local radio station, and the police came to the radio station and said, come with us. And I was like,
What
did I do? Now, you know, my mind is starting to go through the Rolodex
of
all the things that I've done that I could be in trouble for. And we got down to the police station, and they said, open your shirt.
Oh, my God. God, what?
I was like, what is happening? And they said, oh, you don't have a tattoo like that guy. I guess there was somebody else that looked like me that had stolen a car or something like that.
Oh,
I was like,
God. So they came into the radio station and then they took you.
Yes, they took me to the station.
I swear to God, Kevin, only you.
I know.
You have the weirdest things happen to you.
I do. That's
true.
Wow,
that's crazy.
All right, but people tell you you look like someone else, or people mistook you for someone else.
Yes.
That's the topic today. The phone number is 800-520-1067 for your stories and your texts.
And for the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
Especially if it's someone bad. That's hilarious.
Yes, yes.
You look like OJ. You know that kind of stuff. That's what we're looking for.
No, no.
People tell you you look like someone, or they mistook you for someone else. 800-520-1067. Did we announce that as dopamine? Yes, we did.
Whoops.
That's on us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're on our A game.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we are taking phone calls on You Got Mistaken for Somebody Else.
So you can call us at 800-520-1067, and the best call, we've got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine.
Hello, I was once mistaken for a drug dealer. I was on my way to work, and as I was driving, I noticed one cop pulled up behind me, and then another, and then, like, ended up being, like, 5-6 of them behind me.
Right.
And then before I knew it, lights came on. I was like, okay. I pulled over to the side. Then I, over the intercom, they're like, roll down your window. Put your hands out the window.
Oh.
Turn off the car. Drop your keys. Then I had to open up the door from the outside, keep my hands up. And then as I was looking around, everybody had shotguns pointed right at me.
Oh, man.
Dude.
It was like literally like 2 blocks from where I was going to work.
What did you do with the drugs? K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you were mistaken for somebody else?
I have a story similar to yours.
All right, let's hear it.
I was driving my very hoopty 89 beat to shit car.
Right.
And I had an overheating radiator, so my car is smoking as I'm driving down the road. And the cops pull me over, and they say, your car matched the description of one involved in a robbery down the street.
Oh, no.
I was in high school, and I was like, no, I'm just trying to roll this car home. Please let me go. They did let me go. It was traumatic.
How long did it take for them to realize you're not the person they're looking for?
It did. They walked up and they realized that I was some young woman, and I think they, and my car was smoking, and I think they figured it out pretty quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But still so scary.
I think the smoking car gave it away.
Yeah, it's not a great getaway car.
Yeah, no kidding. K-Rock, hello.
So I was in Florida, and my friend and I at this club, he knew the owner, and we're in the back room talking to him. The doors are open, and all they seen was a side profile and like blonde curly hair, and they're like, hey, isn't that one of the guys from NSYNC right there?
From NSYNC?
Like, yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
I'm like, you're freaking kidding, right? I'm like, no, no, this is not, this is kind of funny. And he goes, hey, you get lucky tonight. I'm like, no, I got morals, man. I can't do that. That's
so which one did you look like?
You know, gosh, not in the tent.
I like that you don't know. That's fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Yeah.
All right, 800-520-1067. You were mistaken for somebody else. Hey, Rock, hello. You were mistaken for someone?
So when I was a little girl, I used to get confused with Solel Moonfry all the time, who played Punky Brewster.
Right. And people thought you looked like her?
When I was a little kid with my dad, I went to Disneyland, and I wasn't even dressed up as Punky. I was literally in my Snow White dress my mom made me, but all these people kept coming up to me and my parents and was like, Punky, Punky, can we get your autograph? Can we get your autograph? We kind of like went along with it for the day, and we ended up getting like VIP viewing for the parade.
Nice.
Oh,
you were mistaken for who?
What's up, Kevin? Okay, so this happened. Okay, I was like 25 years old. It was all back ago. I was in Vegas with my boys, and people kept on coming up to me and thought I looked like Carrot Top. At that time, yeah, at that time I had it all going on like the same way that you have it. And so basically everybody was like, you know, watch your autograph. So I was like, F- it, I'll go with it. So I signed an autograph. Some people bought me drinks.
Oh,
and,
my God.
I was Carrot Top the whole day.
Are you really ripped?
At the time when I was 25, yeah, I was pretty good, you know, strong and all that as a kid. But
and you had crazy red hair?
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm bald now.
Well, you made it count when you had it.
Everybody, I just went with it. Everybody's like, go with it. Yeah, people got me drinks. I was signing autographs and taking pictures. And I was Carrot Top in Vegas.
That's
hell
so
yeah.
Funny.
I love it.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin. How are you, man?
Good. Thank you. You were mistaken for someone else.
So in the same vein as that girl that just called in about the cop that pulled her over.
Yep.
When I was 17, I just bought this new car, and I was driving around with my friend, and we were hotboxing it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the bubble top lights up. I'm getting pulled over, and the first thing that the cop says to me was, wait, you guys aren't two girls? And I'm like, what? Oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, there are two girls in the same kind of car. They're egging people's houses and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, thank God. No, not us.
And they let you go? They didn't say anything about the hotboxing?
No. They did. They wrote me a ticket. And I guess nothing ever happened. No one followed up with me. I could have a warrant out for my arrest in the Santa Barbara County. But...
Well, I hope you don't. K-Rock, hello.
Yes. I got attacked at a bar in Rome. I was in a Irish pub. And a guy named Sandro thought I was Lars Ulrich. Yeah, but what happened was, so I said no, and he said, don't worry, I'm not going to tell anybody. And then, so he comes in, and he's like, man, you guys are great. And I'm like, it's not me. I'm not that guy. I'm not him. And the buddies I'm sitting with are screwing me. They're like, yeah, it's him. It is him.
Hilarious.
Eventually, this huge crowd gathered outside. They had to sneak me out of the bar.
Did you ever refer to it as Talica?
No.
Okay. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going? This is Brian. I have a good one for you.
Let's hear it.
I would think. Was in Redondo Beach at a bar at the Redondo Beach Pier. And I look a lot like Pitbull. And I'm just sitting there having some beers with a whole bunch of people. And a bunch of girls walk up to me and it's like, are you Pitbull? And my friend knees me in the shoulder and is like, hey, man. Yeah, this is Pitbull. And he answered for me. I was like, oh, God. The girl started screaming, Pitbull, Pitbull. And I had a whole horde of people, probably about 40, 50 people, want my autograph as Pitbull.
Did they hear you talk at all?
Yeah.
No, my
God. And I'm
God.
Going like, but there's music in the background. And I'm going like, hey, this is what it feels like. Felt pretty good for about 20 minutes.
Please tell me you signed your autographs, Mr. Worldwide.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I signed everything that came in front of me.
I love it. Signed everything that came in front of
them. So good. Wow. This is tough.
I'm thinking I love... Carrot Top.
Yeah, I
right?
love him too.
In
he
Vegas?
Had a great time with it. His name is David.
All right, David, welcome.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
Carrot Top.
Woo! That was great.
Congratulations. You got the tickets for Florence and the Machine.
Right on, man. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, David.
Well done. How would you like to see Pierce the Veil in Australia?
Woo! That sounds great.
Yes, it
does. I'm all for that. And putting you on the standby boarding list to see them there and also win tickets to see them at Petco Park in San Diego. So be caller 20 coming up at 6 on K-Rock.